Chapter 23. The birds were singing, a never-ending, overlapping chorus of tweeting and chirping, shrill and melodic sounds drifting over the thin valley cut by the river. Some nearer, while others were a distant background. It was the first thing that Jared became aware of. He opened his eyes slowly, too lazy and comfortable to wake swiftly. He knew where he was, and who he was with. He was in his human form, skin naked and bare to the humid summer air, with Jensen's arm flung over his waist, body crowded up against Jared's back, nose buried in Jared's wild hair, messy and long from 2 years without a cut. Jensen was warm and firm, his breath steady with sleep against Jared's neck, stirring his hair to tickle every time he exhaled, making Jared smile a little. He remembered what happened last night, and there were going to be consequences. It wasn't going to be a matter of sweeping it under the rug, and dealing with those consequences wasn't going to be easy. He hadn't dealt with anything in 2 years. He just ran. But he didn't want to run, not now, and he knew not later. He was tired, and the pain and ache of heat was gone, his body blissed out and peaceful. At rest. He just wanted to enjoy it, relax into the sensation of having no demands upon him and a lover pressed up against his back. They would deal with the rest later. He shut his eyes and went back to sleep. When he woke up again, it was warmer, well into midday, and Jensen was kissing the edge of his jaw. Jared scrunched up his nose, coming around to consciousness reluctantly, lapping out with his dry tongue and trying to stretch all the locked tight muscles of his mouth. "Water," he murmured, opening his eyes. He glanced back over his shoulder at the other man, and Jensen nodded, getting up. Jared watched the other allure scrounge around the forest, eventually locating what he seemed to be looking for, a large, relatively stiff-looking leaf. While Jensen made his way down to the river, Jared sat up, with a wince, and took stock of things. His entrance was sore and the muscles swollen tightly shut. It was a completely biologically premeditated thing. The violence of the withdrawal and the scrape of Jensen's cock on his insides having the added benefit of making sure that nothing was getting in or out of Jared for the next 24 hours. He was basically stuck marinating in Jensen's seed. Jared decided that if they ever did this again, it was going to be as humans, because barbed penis was not cool. Then Jared realized he was contemplating doing this again. He huffed, collapsing back to the forest floor on his back, not willing to look too closely at that thought yet. He liked Jensen, and to be honest, he'd been wanting something more than friendship with the guy before the heat came on, so it wasn't that. He'd never really expected his first time to be as a damned cat. Then again, he'd never known that, for him, no humans would ever be able to do it for him. It was a strange thought, something that he'd just never realized, despite everything else he knew about himself. No human could give him what he was looking for. He'd never met anyone he'd liked before, been attracted to before, but he would have liked to think that it had been because of how he felt about them as people, not their biology. And he didn't like the idea of only liking Jensen for his biology, too. "Here," the alpha announced, returning. He was carrying the leaf carefully, water dripping over the sides a little. Jared sat up on his elbows and Jensen lowered himself, pressing the leaf to Jared's lips and letting him drink. It was sweet, cool relief on his hot, acrid mouth. The leaf wasn't stiff enough to be an adequate vessel, and a good portion of the water ended up running down his neck and chest, but he didn't care. When it was gone, he flopped back down with a long sigh.
"You good?"
Jensen asked, obviously prepared to make a second trip.
"Yeah, I'm good," Jared replied, staring up at the canopy of the trees, leaves casting shadows over his face, errant spots of light dancing on his skin. Jensen settled back down on their impromptu bed, leaning back against a tree, knees propped up. Jared couldn't help but laugh a little to himself, no shame or awkwardness in the Alpha's position, his legs casually parted and totally okay with letting it all hang out there. Not that Jared was really trying to cover up, laying on his back. Legs sprawled out below him, one slightly elevated.
So, Jensen started, about last night.
Lot of things about last night, Jared replied, and it was true. He knew, conceptually, that there was more than just a few things to be discussed, but he couldn't help but just enjoy the feelings coursing through his body. The endorphins and hormones set up to tell him, you did good, and you did just what you were supposed to. That feeling of being fulfilled. He winced. I'm pregnant, aren't I? He turned his head towards the other Aelor.
Probably, Jensen replied, looking like he knew it wasn't the right answer. Do you still feel the heat? Any of the symptoms?
No, Jared shook his head, relieved to be free of it, but he also knew exactly why his body had shut up and gone quiet. Jensen didn't reply, but he didn't have to. Jared knew what that silence meant. You are 1,000% pregnant, buddy. He let out a shaky breath, one hand resting on his sternum, and he let it roam slightly lower, over his abdominals, down, down towards his lower belly. But he stopped before it got there, rolling quickly over onto his side, back to Jensen, trying to keep his breathing under control. Jesus, he couldn't go to a clinic. He'd be laughed out of a Planned Parenthood, no matter how much he had a uterus. He wasn't even sure if he would want an abortion when it came down to it, way too far away from weighing up the pros and cons. But the fact that the option wasn't even on the table, that he didn't have a say, that's what got to him. He didn't get to make the choice. Story of his fucking life.
Jared. It's okay, he said, grit out. I'm okay, I just need a minute.
It was a lot to deal with, but he could already tell he wasn't going to freak out. Scared as he was, young as he was, knocked up as he wasn't going to freak out. He could feel the edges of that panic, but it was still too much for his body to even attempt to deal with. And at the end of the day, Jensen had come to get him.
What happens now?
He asked, finally, when he felt he could talk without his voice shaking.
I would very much like for you to return to Pride Ground with me.
He heard Jensen crawling over, felt the grass shift as the Alpha settled in next to him, reaching out to put a hand on his back. Jared took an unsteady breath.
You're Tristan's mother, and you're my... There's many things I would like for you to be. You are a part of us, our family. I don't mean just Tristan and I mean our pride. You have a place amongst us if you want it.
Jared's eyes winced shut. Family. The chance to have that feeling again, of having somewhere to call home that wasn't an empty, cheap tent, bought in a moment of panic. Somewhere with people who wanted him, people who seemed to understand him better than he understood himself. The memories of loss burned into his mind, came back unbidden, and his fingers curled in reflex. He'd never had somebody to talk to about it before. He'd never had anybody that would actually understand what had happened.
The first time,
he started, staring across the forest at the mess of brambles and vines, life growing wild and uncontained, growing from the fertility of the river. Like the life just beginning somewhere inside of Jared.
The first time I went into heat, I had just turned 17.
He felt Jensen settle in behind him, felt skin against skin, chest close to Jared's back, but still only touching at certain points. Close, but not crowding him.
I had no idea what was happening. No one
I didn't know I was a fertile or any of that business. I didn't even know there were fertiles or dominants or anything like that. I mean, you must have surmised, since when I got to Pride Ground, I had no idea what was going on. I just assumed, you know, there were girls and there were boys, and they did the things that girls and boys always do. Since I was a boy, I thought...
You thought you were a dominant, Jensen supplied.
Not that I knew that word or how the system worked, but yeah, I thought I was just like my brothers. I woke up one morning and I just felt uncomfortable. I didn't know what it was, so I just went to school anyways. The next couple of days I stayed home, thinking I was sick. I felt like I had a fever, even though every time Mom took my temperature I was fine. Daniel said I was faking. I thought it was just a cold or the flu or something. But it just kept going. I started getting dizzy every time I stood up, and I kept falling over. My skin felt like it didn't fit anymore, like I wasn't me anymore. It felt like my whole body was this foreign country I'd never visited before, and all of a sudden I didn't know the language. At first, I felt better in my cat form, and Mom would watch TV with me on the couch and scratch my ears, and I thought I was getting better. Then everything just got worse. I don't know why it was like that. It hadn't been like that since. Every other time I've gone into heat. He spat the words out, disgusted by them. It only lasted a week, but that first time...
First heats are the hardest, Jensen supplied for him, kissing the back of his shoulder. The body is changing, growing, becoming ready for children. It lasts longer and is far more intense than any other heat.
Jared laughed, sickened. See, I didn't even know that until just now. I just thought it was my body's way of fucking with me. It went on for a month. A month, Jensen.
He heard the alpha suck in a breath, and apparently even for a first heat, that was an outlier, because Jensen muttered a curse, bringing an arm around Jared's body to comfort. By the end, it wasn't just feeling bad. It wasn't just anything. I got tunnel vision so bad that I could barely see where I was going when I could get to my feet at all. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. After 6 days without sleep, I started... hallucinating. I kept seeing things moving around my room, things waiting outside my window. I felt like bugs were crawling all over me. I started pulling out my fur with my teeth to stop the itching. I was going crazy, Jensen. You have to understand that, okay? I wasn't...
Jared.
Jensen scooted closer, the two of them spooning fully, and Jared's breath hitched wetly. The first time talking about this, of ever admitting aloud what he'd done.
My brother, Brandon, we were all the same age, you know, but he looked after us. He was always nicer than Daniel, and he was way more responsible. He was like the big brother, even if he wasn't older.
A natural alpha,
the other Aelor supplied. Jared laughed a little, hollowly.
Yeah, I guess.
He licked his lips, swallowing.
I always really looked up to him. I always wanted to be like him when we were kids. He was really strong and really nice, and he always looked after people.
He shut his eyes tightly, the scene picture perfect in his head, something that had played out a million times even when he'd tried to erase it.
He was worried about me. No one knew what was wrong, and Dr. Peters, the vet that knew what we were from when we were cubs, he'd come to look at me a bunch of times but couldn't find anything wrong. My family was freaking out because they couldn't take me to a regular doctor, but if it got worse, they might have to turn themselves in to get me the treatment I needed. God, I felt so guilty. They didn't say it like that, not where they thought I could hear, but...
He curled up tighter, like a pill bug trying to curl in on itself.
Brandon was with me on the couch. I was resting in my pajamas, and I had a blanket up to my shoulders. I think he was supposed to distract me or something, while my parents made calls to people they could trust. But he was looking after me. We were watching TV. I don't know what happened. It's not like I wanted it. You have to understand. Please, I didn't want it. I just... One minute, I was laying there watching some stupid infomercial, and the next, I had... Jared felt bile rising in his throat, and he had to swallow it back. I had crawled onto his lap, and I was rubbing myself all over him. He freaked out, of course, right away. He shoved me back, and I fell on the floor, and Jensen, the look on his face, like he didn't even know what to do, didn't even know what was happening, like he didn't know me anymore. He could still see Brandon's expression in his mind, painted there perfectly, shock and horror, his hand still extended, having no idea what to do because his brother had just crawled up on him and begun humping him. Jared still remembered the sick wash of absolute shame running through him, sending every inch of his flesh cold, and he hadn't known what to say. What could you say to that? Sorry, I don't even remember straddling your lap. There was nothing to say. There was no Hallmark card to apologize for accidental incestuous grinding. I swear to God, I never wanted him like that. I never did. Please believe me. I'm not some sick.
Shh,
Jensen murmured, pulling him back tighter, holding him, and Jared couldn't be more grateful for the embrace. You were in your first heat. You survived a month of your whole body going crazy, rearranging itself, and the only two dominants anywhere near you were your brothers. You're not to blame. No, he chastised when Jared went to object. You're not. You weren't in control of yourself. It wasn't you. I know that. Jared slammed his fist down on the ground. It was this stupid body. It's taken everything from me. Everything I wanted. Everything I had. He choked up. That night, I got all the money I'd saved up out of my closet. I hitchhiked into town, and I went to the Walmart to buy some supplies, and then I got the cheapest bus ticket out of there. I couldn't face them again. I couldn't look Brandon in the eyes again. I wish I'd never been born into this body. He remembered feeling sick and scared, 17 years old in the fluorescent lit aisles, looking at bags hanging on racks and thinking this was the stupidest thing. He was running away from home and he couldn't even pick a bag. He was going to have to decide on where to go, where to live, what to do with himself. And he was frozen in Walmart, listening to the garbled static of an unintelligible voice on the loudspeakers, staring blankly at the bags like they were some kind of unfucking solvable riddle. He remembered standing there for 45 minutes, frozen in indecision, the wad of bills he'd saved up over the last few years from his allowance and from working after school at the park's gift store. Money from his 16th birthday, and he could still remember his dad pressing the check into his hand and telling him that it was for him to save, for a car of his own, knowing how hard Jared had been working to save up, proud love on his dad's face. The money that was supposed to be for his future, a gift of support and kindness from his family, something special, squandered on a tent and some tins of beans. Jared didn't know he was crying, sobbing, until Jensen's soft hushing broke through, murmured into the shell of his ear. Jared was curled up on the ground, stomach jerking and cramping with the violence of his sobs, his body racked with them. They hurt, his lungs burning and trying to pull in air around each shuddered exhalation. Jared's fingers curled in the grass, gripping it tightly as he moaned and sobbed. It felt like they went on forever, nothing pretty or delicate about it, snot running from his nose and saliva from the corner of his mouth, his face a mess, letting out aching groans and cries with each breath. He wanted to go home, He wanted his mom. He wanted to have her hug him and tell him it was going to be all right, and that everything was okay again. He didn't want to feel the weight of all this on his shoulders, too many decisions that he wasn't prepared yet to make, and he missed them all so badly. He wanted to be forgiven. When Jared woke up for the third time that day, he hadn't even been aware that he'd fallen asleep. He took a breath and opened his eyes. They felt dry and tacky, and his face felt like someone had let glue harden on it. He grumbled, wincing, and he realized what had woken him up. Jensen was running wet hands over his face, cleaning away the dried-out mess. The Alpha must have wet his hands in the river, Jared realized. He didn't know how long he'd been out, only that he'd cried until he was exhausted. He'd never cried like that in his life, cried so hard that he actually passed out.
"You all right?" Jensen's voice was unexpected, Jared blinking slowly as those damp hands brushed over his face, thumbs rubbing his skin gently.
"Yeah, I think so,"
he replied, feeling out of it, his mind still trying to catch up. Thinking about home was a painful but unavoidable habit, his mind constantly running over the scene over and over again, over the last 2 years, trying to figure out how it had come to that. 2 years of trying to figure it all out, and now he knew. Nothing. There was nothing strange or odd or special about it. There was nothing to figure out. He'd been going through Alor puberty, and that was that. There was nothing he could have done to change things. He knew, intellectually, that that should have made things better. After all, it meant that he wasn't culpable. But it didn't make him feel better. If it wasn't his fault, then there was nothing stopping it from happening again. He thought about last night and wondered if it had. He rolled away from Jensen, onto his stomach, letting out a long breath as he rested his face in his arms.
"I don't know what you need from me," Jensen spoke up after a few minutes of silence.
Jared smiled a little, unable to help feeling touched, even if he was emotionally all over the place at the moment.
"Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know what I need from me."
He let out a long breath.
"I'll be okay. I will. I just...
need some time?"
"No, I've had 2 years. Time hasn't seemed to do shit."
"Then what?"
That was the question, really. What was it that Jared needed? The answer hadn't come to him in 2 years of solitude. He didn't know why it would magically appear now. The problem was too complex, too twisted, for a simple answer. He wished there was a simple answer.
"I don't know yet," he answered as honestly as he could.
"Jensen, I'm here."
"I know."
He shut his eyes, breathing in deep the scent of the forest. A few days downstream from here was his camp, whatever was left of it after 2.5 months of abandonment. 2 days upstream was the Pride.
"Did you know?"
he asked, finally, curious. "When you found me last night, did you know that I was in heat?" It was the first time he'd called it that without stumbling.
"Yes."
"And you came anyways?"
"I wanted to get to you before you moved on. I want to bring you back."
"Even after last night?"
"Especially after last night. What are you talking about, Jared?"
the Alpha asked, sounding baffled.
"I'm talking about me offering it up the minute a dominant got anywhere near me. I must have been putting out all those pheromones, right? When I'm like that, it's like I can't help being a giant slut."
"Don't!"
Jensen barked suddenly, but he sounded more distressed than angry. It still made Jared jump a little, not expecting the exclamation.
"Please just don't say that."
Jared turned his head away.
"You were no slut. You never could be. Last night you were in Uro's spell, possessed of his spirit, as all fertile are in their cycles."
A hand touched his back suddenly, making Jared's chest swell with a breath, and the hand moved up and down Jared's spine, and even he had to admit that it was soothing.
When you go into your heat, you touch upon the divine. Somewhere I can't follow you. Somewhere no dominant can. You become part of the world, part of everything, feeling things I will never feel.
He felt Jensen slow and hesitate.
Are you...
Jensen started and went quiet again. Jared frowned and rolled to his side, looking up. The alpha looked strange, conflicted.
Hey, what is it?
Jared asked, brow furrowing. It occurred to him suddenly that he didn't like that expression on the other man's face, the disappearance of confidence. Jensen sat back a bit, looking at the ground, and Jared's concern tripped up into genuine worry. He sat up.
What's wrong, Jensen?
He reached out to him.
I had thought. I mean, last night. I wanted to mate with you.
Jensen, I think we mated pretty good.
No.
Jensen shut his eyes, grimacing. I wanted to mate with you. I thought we were...
His expression became more shadowed, hurting. Are you saying that it could have been any dominant? That it was just because I was there?
Jared blinked. He'd never thought of it like that before. He'd thought his body dirty and whorish, desperate for any touch. But implied in that was that anyone he did accept was just a body, that any body would do, and that Jensen hadn't been there last night, just a dominant, just a cock to fill Jared's need. He felt his stomach bottom out, hating that thought, and hating that Jensen could see himself that way, and he reached for the alpha, wanting to erase that hurt. He touched Jensen's face, palmed the other man's cheek.
Honestly, don't know what I would have done last night if it had been any other dominant. I don't know myself when I'm like that, enough to say.
He saw hurt flash over Jensen's expression and hastened to add the important part. But I do know that if I had woken up with anyone else this morning, I would have hated myself.
But now?
Jared swallowed. I wanted you before this, before the heat. I really don't know what I would or wouldn't have done when I was like that, but I do know me, like this, the me that can think and want, and I want you. I can't tell you that I wouldn't have let someone else do that last night, but I can tell you that you were the one I wanted to when I had the ability to decide.
Jensen glanced at him, not pulling away, Jared's hand still on his face.
Jared took the opportunity to let himself feel, fingers gliding over the rough stubble on Jensen's jaw.
I could have walked away if I wanted to, Jared.
The alpha spoke up, finally.
I chose to stay because I wanted to court you. I wanted you to accept me. I suppose I thought... I don't know what I thought exactly.
He glanced down, but one hand came up to cover Jared's.
I thought there had been something between us before, that you were considering me. Given your age, I probably should have left well enough alone, but I thought, if you wanted me, I should take the chance.
His eyes met Jared's. Better than missing my opportunity and regretting not trying for you. Jared couldn't help but huff a laugh, shaking his head.
You make it sound so...
so?
Romantic.
It was.
Is.
Jared quirked his head, studying the other man's face. It was a different world through Jensen's eyes. A world where last night wasn't just pheromones and heat. Wasn't just two animals fucking on a riverbank, but some kind of divine dance... A world where Jared wasn't controlled by his hormones, but rather communing with an ancient god. A world where Jensen had courted him, and Jared hadn't let the other allure mount his back just because he was there, but because Jared had been successfully wooed. Jared liked the world through Jensen's eyes better than his own, and he could see how his behavior, how the way that he viewed their sex, hurt Jensen, made it into something lesser. Jared pulled his hand back, smile fading to something more serious, resting his hands on his propped-up leg. "What is it that you want? I mean, before last night, did you want—"
"I wanted you before last night. I meant what I said that day, back on Pride Ground before you ran.
You are an exquisite fertile. I find myself so often in awe of you, and the way you have survived alone, survived the trials you've been through. You have the fortitude of a dominant, yet you are still, I know you don't like it, but you are still soft, still loving. Even before last night, I wanted to court you. I didn't think I would be successful.
You are so young, and you could have any dominant you wanted. But if you would have me, I'd be yours."
It was surreal to be sitting here, hearing an alpha of an entire pride offering himself up like this. It wasn't like Jared didn't want to say yes. He did. He just didn't know if it was necessarily the best idea. Jensen reached out, fingertips coming to rest lightly on Jared's thigh, and Jared was surprised by how familiar it felt. Nothing weird or jolting about another man's hand so intimately touching his naked skin.
"But you can say no. You can always say no, and it has no bearing on your place in the pride. I would still want you to come back with me. You deserve that, Jared."
Jared sighed, letting himself fall back to the forest floor. He watched the alpha crawl to him, leaning over him. The hand on his thigh moved up, trailing up Jared's torso and across the curve of his armpit. Jared's arms were flung haphazardly above his head, and Jensen's hand continued up the line of one arm until his fingers could twine with Jared's. Jensen gazed down at him.
"You deserve to learn where you come from, the past of our people, who you are."
"I know who I am," Jared responded, already having dealt with all the trauma of learning his lineage.
"You know what you are. There's a difference, Jared."
Jensen's eyes flicked back and forth, studying him with an intensity that was a little frightening. Jared squirmed slightly.
"You want me to come back with you?" Jared repeated.
"I do."
"Join your pride?"
"There are other prides if you wish to choose from them. Our people, our kind, were not meant for solitude. Alone out here, I worry for you. How it would wear on you. How it would wear on any Aelor."
Jared huffed, remembering too easily the long 2 years of living on his own, only occasionally glimpsing another human being. A human being. He wasn't one, and never would be. Going hungry, huddling in his sleeping bag through the winter, and walking for miles just to find game. But Jensen was right. It was more than just the physical things. He'd felt the absence of family. He'd missed his own, his parents, his brothers. But even greater, he missed something he hadn't known about yet. Something he hadn't ever had before, even at home in Wyoming around his parents' dinner table. Something he'd felt with the Blue Ridge pride. Belonging. The way that eyes traveled over him with casual indifference when it came to all the things his body did. The way that, in this place, in this world, he wasn't a freak at all. He was perfectly normal. Even so, he still had a bitter look to him as he forced his eyes back up to Jensen.
"It's not like I have a choice."
"You have a choice."
"Yeah?"
"You have a choice."
"I'm a 19-year-old, knocked-up werecat," Jared groused, expression sour as he wriggled under Jensen in token protest. "Where else am I going to go?"
"Wherever you want."
"That's easy for you to say."
"No, it's not."
Jensen gazed down at him, lips pursing. He shifted his weight fully onto his knees so that he didn't have to unwind his hand from Jared's when he moved his other one down to the younger Allure's stomach. Jared sucked in a breath when Jensen's broad palm calmly cupped his lower belly, that warm, intimate space just above his groin, the skin soft against the rough, calloused pads of Jensen's hand. There was no swell there, not yet, but Jensen touched him as if there was, something unspeakably tender.
"It's not easy for me to say, because I have fancied fertiles before, and felt the stirrings of affection, but nothing like this. If I hadn't been so lost back then, when you first arrived, I would have seen you immediately for what you are. I'm sorry it took me so long to realize it, but you are the one I want to be my mate. You are the choice I make. You carry cubs we created together. But even if you did not, I would want you to stay. But not unless that is what you want, too."
"So," Jensen continued, "please don't tell me it's easy for me to say you can go, that you could leave and live with another pride or on your own if you really wanted. It isn't easy, but it has to be said anyways. I want you to choose me, but you don't have to. It's meaningless if you have to."
"I could." Jared pursed his lips, trying to think, needing to have a choice, needing to make a choice, desperate to have this moment be more than just about what he needed.
"I could go to another pride."
"You could," Jensen agreed without flinching. There was no attempt to sway him, no attempt to goad. Jared needed that now, to have some kind of power, some kind of direction, and know that it was him steering the boat. The decision still didn't take long, though.
I want to come back with you," he answered, catching the spark of elation in Jensen's eyes.
"I don't want to be alone anymore."
"You don't have to be."
Jensen lifted their joined hands, pressing his lips tight to Jared's knuckles.
"But I don't know about the mates thing. Not yet. I need time. I know they're your kids and all, and that's a big deal with what happened to Tristan's littermates, but
they exist within you. They are yours. I'm a catalyst, but you are the fertile. You are the one that carries the gift, and if you give me the chance to be a father, I'll take it gladly. But it's yours to give, never mind to take."
Jared's eyes widened a little at that, at the lack of hesitancy on Jensen's face. He didn't say it with reluctance or pleading or insincerity. It was no attempt to manipulate. The children were Jared's, unless he decided to share them with Jensen, and Jensen wouldn't push or pursue. For a moment, Jared was so unspeakably grateful that he had to just breathe, feeling, for the first time in years, as if he had some kind of control in his life, some control over his body. He couldn't say he was ready for this, or that he was completely sold on the fact that he was pregnant. But for once, his body was his own, no liens or demands upon it, and there was no one looking at him in disgust or shame, or like there was something wrong with him. He had a lot of choices to make, but Jensen had given him time, and that was the only gift that Jared had asked for.
"Can we rest for a while longer?" he asked finally, when he found his voice again.
He could feel the intensity of Jensen's gaze, the full force of that promise of safety, an alpha looking out for him.
"For as long as you need," Jensen replied.